Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Your DuPont Pioneer team doesn't take with you from the word go lightly. Whether you're up against tough conditions or overwhelmed with spraying plans, or you need a pot of coffee because you're up at 4 a.m., we're there. And when it comes to selecting high-performing Pioneer brand sorghum products that work best in all your fields, we're there, too. So talk to your local Pioneer sales professional to get the most yield potential out of your sorghum acres. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
It's the Choctaw Land and Cattle Company Spring Bull and Female Sale coming Saturday, April 8th, 1 o'clock at the ranch in Boswell, Oklahoma. 80 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls, as well as 35 registered Angus and Sim-Angus spring pairs will be sold. Improve your herd with the Gen-X from the Choctaw Land and Cattle Company. Remember, the sale can be seen on dvauction.com. Go to cclcattle.com for a sale catalog or call Billy Hall, 918-244-0154 for more information. Choctaw Land and Cattle Company's bull sale, April 8th in Boswell.
Well, look for the lean hog contracts to open on a mixed basis this morning. Thanks to residual selling interest and pre-report short covering, the cattle complex also seems likely to trade with mixed prices in the early going, tied to both follow-through buying and long liquidation. Now, cattle market watchers could start to see more evidence of buying interest today, but if feedlot managers are determined to dig in with the higher asking prices, we're looking at about 132 in our part of the country. Significant trade volume could easily be delayed until sometime tomorrow, although we did see some trade at about just over $129 in our part of the country yesterday. Look for cash hog bids to remain on the defensive today, with opening bids ranging from steady to a dollar lower. The March 1 hogs and pigs will be released this afternoon. Generally speaking, private analysis is expecting to see official confirmation of fairly aggressive herd expansion. All hogs up 40 to 5% kept for breeding and up to 1 to 2% kept for market, up 4 to 5%. Now, the lean futures seem steady, at least ready to open on a mixed basis as bulls and bears specs and commercials position ahead of the quarterly inventory. Crops were mixed yesterday as attention remains on Friday's USDA planting and grain stocks reports. There was little else in the news to pull traders from the sidelines. Winter wheat futures finished narrowly mixed in light trading, while spring wheat rose about 8 cents. Rain overnight was plentiful in plains, winter wheat areas, but also widely expected. Corn futures settled a fraction higher yesterday, but remained under key moving averages and not far from being oversold with an RSI of 38. Crop news was scarce with traders awaiting Friday's report. Funds entered the week net short the corn as Friday's CFTC report showed they added shorts through Tuesday of last week. And soybeans settled a few cents lower amid moderate fund selling to keep May solidly in oversold territories on charts. We'll check your futures when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, April live cattle up 57 at the close, 121.35. June was up 25, 111.85. April feeder cattle up 145 at 134.40. And May was up 162 at 133.22. April hogs up 20 at 65.30. And the May was up 7, 69.47. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, May down a half penny, 423 and a half. And July was down a half at 436 and a half. May wheat Chicago up 1 cent, 425 and a half. And July was up a penny, 438 and a half. May corn up three quarters at 358 and a half, and July was up a half cent, 366. May soybeans down 3 cents at 969, and July was down 2 3/4 at 979 and a half. On the cotton futures, May was down 2 points, 76.12, and July is down 13, 77.50. May crude oil is unchanged, 49.51. June down 3, 49.97. May natural gas down 4, 318 per million BTU. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.